So Kimo, first of all, excellent India tour. What are some of the things that you would have learned from it?
Well, it's always good to play in India. I mean, you gain a lot of experience, and I mean, we got a good captain who has played a lot of games in India. So obviously we had a good plan going into the India series, and I mean, for me, it was a good series, but you know, there's still room for improvement with the bat and also with the ball. But for me personally, I would like to contribute more with the bat. Some positives, I mean, my dead bowling has been coming along really well, and you know, I just hope that I could keep it up. But at the start of the innings, I just want to do more of what the captain asked me, so that's something that I'm working on.
You mentioned that death bowling, it's been seen that you're trying to bowl with a lot of variation. How important do you think that will be in this series and, you know, in the entire year of international cricket?
Death bowling is always a big aspect, you know. The batsmen tend to come pretty hard in the back end, but for me, I like bowling in the death because, I mean, there's a chance of getting wickets, and sometimes you may go for runs, but I just face it as a challenge, and it's good for me, you know, and I've been working with Roddy in the nets, and I'm trying to improve on my pace so that the slower balls could be more effective, so that's something that I'm working on.
You took 6 wickets in the ODI series, the most out of everybody. What are some of the things that you thought that you improved on going into that series and now will continue to improve on in the Ireland series?
For me, basically, it was just pretty simple. It was just sticking to the plan longer, you know. We had a general plan, which we wanted to do, and that's just all I did. I just stick to the plan, did what the captain asked of me, and I got some wickets. So, you know, I'm just looking to do what the team needs me to do.
And with, you know, Sheldon Cochran and Jason Hall, the 2 more experienced bowlers, how have they helped you develop as a bowler and a cricketer?
Well, I mean, these guys are, as you can see, they're senior players for the West Indies, and they're pretty top bowlers. GS, he's someone that I tend to, like, you know, try to get tips off of because he normally swings a new ball, and you know, he's pretty good up there. Sheldon also. So, I mean, they help me a lot. You know, we tend to share information, you know, like how the wicket is playing, or like if we come here, you know, how the nets is playing, if the slow boss is gripping and stuff. So we just try to share as much information as we can with each other.
Batting, how is your batting going? You got 40 in Vizag, and you could bat in top 6. how is batting going?
Yeah, well, I mean, after that 40, I've been feeling pretty confident, you know. I've changed my batting stance a little, and I've been working pretty hard, you know. I have a different mindset now. Coach has told me exactly what he wants from me, so I know that I have to contribute more, and that's something that I'm working on, you know. I want to be consistently performing with the bat for the West Indies. So I have the confidence. I just don't want to be overconfident now. But whenever I get the opportunity, you know, I just want to contribute with the bat. So that's something that I'm working hard on.
And, you know, playing all 3 formats, you're in your side. In India, in all 3 formats, that must take some fitness to start with, and then some, you know, some strength and resilience as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you got to be pretty fit, but I mean, once duty calls, once you got to play for the West Indies, you know, you got to find the energy, and that's where I find it from, you know. Once West Indies cricket is playing, I always want to be a part of it. So, you know, I train hard, I work hard with the trainer. You know, you got to put in the extra hours and the extra work. So that's something that I do. And, you know, I always pray and ask God to give me strength also. So, I mean, once you train hard, and the game becomes easier. So, yeah.
And I don't think you've played an international match at Kensington Oval yet. First time. You look around here now, you can see some of the names on the stands. Greenwich Haynes, 3Ws. Cigar Free Sobers, everybody basically, yeah, who's been. So you must be delighted that you've finally got a chance to play here.
Definitely. I mean, this is the Mecca of cricket, as they say, you know, and to play here is just, I mean, once I'm in 11, it will be a fantastic feeling, you know, because all the greats have played here, and this is just like, I mean, every Caribbean player, you know, wants to play an international game at Barbados. And just the feeling, and, you know, it's the excitement and everything. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. You know, I've been just sitting there thinking, and, you know, it's like I might play my first game here, and that's going to be a wonderful feeling for me and a big achievement for me.